This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. John Heisdorfer is joining us. He serves as a governing committee member with the American Soybean Association. And I asked John about the continued development of biotech and how it seems to get better and better for the soybean industry.
We need all these new traits and new technologies because we have problem weeds out there, resistant weeds that we need to get knocked down. And we got a hungry world out there to feed. We got plenty of soybeans right now, but there'll be a day again when we'll need all of them.
Do you see these seed companies really working hard at developing what is needed for the industry?
Yeah, I think they're doing a good job. I think they're collaborating a little bit on some things. And, you know, if we do well, they do well. So they pretty well got to stay on top of things.
Do we see an increased acceptance across the world for biotech soybeans, for those types of varieties?
You know, I think it's better than it used to be. You know, it used to be you were almost scared to say anything about GMO or anything like that, you know. Now it's accepted, you know, by a fairly good amount of people. And if you take one of those people that are kind of against it and explain why it's needed and, you know, and the idea that nobody's ever been harmed by biotech. They seem to understand, and like you say, I think it is more accepted now.
Do you see these companies, we have less and less companies, but do you see them maybe increasing their R&D development and looking at that, knowing the importance for the industry and you know, whatever that next step is going to be as far as biotech is concerned?
I think that's kind of one of the things that they've been talking about is these mergers, you know, allow them to have the funds to do all these new biotech things. You know, they understand what the market needs and what the farmer needs. So, you know, some people don't care for all these mergers, but in the long run, it may turn out to be a real advantage for us.
John, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and thanks a lot for what you do.
And those were the comments of John Heisdorfer, who serves as a governing committee member with the American Soybean Association. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.